Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll & Loring. We are your co-hosts for this edition, Peter Ayer and Yuan Zhou, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. We have three topics for today, and Yuan's going to cover the first.
Thanks, Peter. On March 28th, OMB released its final guidance memo directing agencies to advance AI governance and innovation while managing the public safety risks that result from the government's use of AI. Now, to achieve that end, the OMB memo focuses on three overarching goals: strengthening AI governance at the agency level, advancing responsible AI innovation, and managing risks from government use of AI. Now, to advance responsible AI governance, the memo requires agencies to adopt a multi-pronged approach, which includes identifying and removing barriers to the responsible use of AI, includes collaborating with other agencies to share AI code, models, and data, and also includes coordinating with the OMB and the Office of Science and Technology Policy through an interagency council. And to manage risks from the government's use of AI outputs in agency decision-making or actions, the memo identifies a number of safety-impacting and rights-impacting AI practices that all agencies, except for the intelligence community, must implement, 9 of which relate to minimizing public safety risks, and 6 of which aim to protect the public's rights. The memo also includes guidance on the responsible procurement of AI, such as by ensuring competition for federal AI procurement practices and ensuring that AI developers and their vendors are not relying on test data to train AI systems. And when procuring generative AI, the memo encourages agencies to include risk management requirements as well. And we also have a detailed alert on our website if you'd like to read more. Peter?
All right, now on to our second item, which is a bid protest. On March 12th, GAO denied a protest of a DLA award for a fixed-price contract for the delivery of shipping containers. DLA issued a solicitation that required the contractor to certify end product compliance with the Trade Agreements Act. Although the awardee included the requisite certificate in its proposal without any apparent risk of noncompliance, DLA later came to learn through post-award communications that some of the awardee's containers were not TAA compliant. In response, DLA issued a notice to cure and request for assurance of future performance. In the protest, the disappointed bidder argued the awardee's substantially lower proposed price should have put the agency on notice that the awardee did not intend to comply with the TAA requirements. GAO rejected the argument, noting that an agency may rely on a contractor's representation provided that the agency does not possess any information to suggest that the representation was false. GAO noted that the awardee's proposal on its face demonstrated that it did intend to comply with the relevant provisions. Further, even if the awardee's proposed price was noticeably low, the agency was nevertheless prohibited from making such assumptions or inferences based on the price. And the question of whether ultimately the awardee complied with the certification is a matter of contract administration, which is outside of GAO's bid protest review. The protester also argued that the post-award communication between DLA and the awardee constituted discussions and impermissibly allowed the awardee to change its method of performance without affording other offerors the chance to revise their respective proposals. GAO here again denied the argument, explaining that the communications were not discussions, but they merely required the awardee to comply with its own proposal, which is also a matter of contract administration. So ultimately, GAO denied the protest on all grounds. GAO explained that both of protesters' challenges were issues of contract administration that are outside of GAO's jurisdiction. Now back to Yuan for item 3.
Thanks, Peter. So for our last item, on March 11th, CISA and OMB released an updated Secure Software Development Attestation Form, which requires software producers and suppliers of products containing software serving the federal government to confirm that their software development practices for in-scope software comply with NIST SP 800-218 and the NIST Software Supply Chain Security Guidance. Now, the attestation form is a key component of CISA's implementation of software supply chain security requirements in accordance with EO 14028, Improving the Nation's Cybersecurity, which required a broad array of cybersecurity initiatives for fast-track implementation in partnership with the private sector. Pursuant to OMB Memos 22-18 and 23-16, producers of third-party software are required to submit attestation forms whenever third-party software used by federal agencies is developed after September 14th of 2023, modified by major version changes after September 14th, 2022, or delivering continuous changes to software codes, such as for software as a service products or other products using continuous delivery or continuous deployment. Now, software that is subject to attestation includes firmware, operating systems, applications, and application services such as cloud-based software, as well as products containing software. Peter?
That will wrap up this edition. Thanks so much for joining us. This has been the Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll & Mooring. We'll see you again in 2 weeks. If you have any questions, I can be reached at 202-624-2807, and Yuan can be reached at 202-624-2666. Thanks for joining us.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll & Mooring LLP. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.